This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Growing up, Elizabeth Ellswick couldn't find a lot of merchandise to represent her home state of West Virginia. Today, she represents Appalachian culture and sayings through her sticker shop.
And West Virginia in general, the residents here, they're very proud. So they always have West Virginia merch. So it's like another way for everybody to express themselves.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. Renewables outpaced coal for the first 5 months of the year, growing a gap that began last year. Curtis Tate has more.
By the end of May last year, wind and solar barely edged out coal in the nation's electricity mix. The gap has grown wider this year, according to data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Wind and solar combined generated 288 million megawatt hours from January to May, 10% more than coal. For the first 5 months of 2023, wind and solar generated 253 million megawatt hours, or 1.5% more than coal. The federal agency forecasts that wind and solar generation will surpass coal for all of 2024. For now, natural gas remains the nation's dominant fuel for electricity. Renewables, meanwhile, especially solar, are growing rapidly. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
There's another update in the case of 14-year-old Kennedy Miller of Boone County, who was found dead in her home in an emaciated state. Brianna Heaney has more.
A state police officer said he had seen Kennedy Miller nearly a year before her death and filed a child protective service referral in person. Yet CPS has denied any record of this. In a briefing yesterday, Governor Jim Justice said his administration had confirmed that the police officer's cruiser was at least in the parking lot of CPS on the day the officer said he filed a report. Reporters pressed the governor with questions about accountability and transparency in the case. He told reporters to wait for the investigation to be closed.
If you'll just let the thing play out, that's all I'm asking to do. And if it plays out and somebody's really dropped the ball, they won't be here to drop the ball again.
Justice said the state agencies involved will self-report information to the governor's office as part of the investigative process. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brianna Heaney in Charleston.
Long before we had emojis and memes to tell the world what we liked, didn't like, and found funny or not, we had stickers, which have never been more popular. This week on Inside Appalachia, Folkways reporter Maddie Miller spoke with West Virginia sticker maker Elizabeth Ellswick, the hippie's daughter. Here's an excerpt.
Hippie's daughter. Where's the name come from for the shop?
It's actually pretty funny. The name was born before the business was ever born, probably a couple years before. My dad, both of my parents actually are hippies. My dad's hair is probably almost down to his butt now, but my husband always called him a hippie. So one day my husband's like, "You're the hippie's daughter." I'm like, "Okay, we're going to keep that. We're going to put it in our pocket." And then when I started the business a few years later, that was the only option.
Do you remember seeing a lot of West Virginia merch and different memorabilia, stuff like that, when you were growing up?
Not really growing up. I mean, it would be at huge events like the old Regatta before they brought it back. But most of the time it would just be like little buttons or T-shirts or like the big bumper stickers.
So was that like some of your inspiration for making West Virginia related merchandising?
Yeah, it's kind of a niche, which there's a lot of people that do it now. So I focus more on Appalachia now, but there was kind of a void in stickers in general. And it's, if you're like a millennial or Gen Z, then you grew up with Lisa Frank. You probably had stickers all the time and put them on everything. And when we turned into adults, we didn't really have any.
I totally agree. And I was one of those kids, I didn't stick my stickers on anything. Yes. I kept them all in a folder because I was too scared. And I for sure do that, like, with stickers I buy now related to this. Like, I hang them on my wall and stuff like that. I'm very scared to commit to sticking them anywhere. What do you see people doing with your stickers when they buy them?
I think the most common is, like, putting them on your laptops or water bottles. I've seen them on cars here and there. And then there's also people like us who just kind of save them forever because you don't know what to do with them.
What do you think then with people putting them in such public places? Do you think that's part of the appeal for West Virginia stickers, is like a signifier, like, hey, look, I'm from West Virginia too?
Yeah. And West Virginia in general, the residents here, they're very proud. So they always have West Virginia merch. So it's like another way for everybody to express themselves.
You had said, too, with inspiration-wise, you got them from, like, sayings and different family members and things.
Yeah. Most of everything that I use is things that my family's always said, like, come hell or high water. A newer one that I did was one that my dad says a lot, which is, like, you'll say, what you doing? And he'll say, oh, just mildewing. Like, they're all just things that we've all heard growing up here in West Virginia or in Appalachia.
I noticed a lot of them have, like, skeletons and, like, that kind of thing. Is that kind of gothic inspiration also, like, is that just your personal interest? Or is that something that you think also kind of aligns with some of the West Virginia vibes?
It's more so me. I'm an elder emo. But there is, like, that Appalachian gothic type. We've always had kind of weird customs where, you know, your family's buried in the yard or the casket's in the house when they die. Like, it's kind of, Appalachia is kind of gothic. The most popular is probably Welsh Spitfire. Everybody stops it when they see that one. Locally, it's a lot of, like, the coal miner ones they'll buy because their dad or grandpa were in the mines.
Why do West Virginia related stickers versus just, like, any kind of art stickers?
When I started, I did a lot of West Virginia plus just, like, nature related things, and dabbled in some other things. After a few years of that, I realized I just need to, like, niche it down because it's already out of control with how many stickers I have. So I just niched it down to, like, West Virginia Appalachia things with a few other random things still in there that I just love. Like aliens, skeletons, definitely a lot of black and white. It's my favorite. Let's see, we got a snake, we've got a devil hand. Fixin' and y'all are really popular. Bless Your Hearts, classic. Lollygag, everybody should lollygag. It is what it is. I mean, because it is. Lord willing, the creek don't rise, another classic. My grandpa always says, watch for deer.
It's like the Appalachian I love you.
It's classic.
Yeah, you're out the door. Okay, watch for deer. Drive safe.
That was Folkways reporter Maddie Miller talking with designer Elizabeth Elswick about Hippie's Daughter. To catch the rest of that story and more, listen to Inside Appalachia Sunday mornings at 7 and Sunday evenings at 6 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:52. Areas of fog this morning, becoming mostly sunny today. Highs in the 60s and 70s. Clear tonight, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the 70s and 80s. Support for WVPB is provided by Good News Mountaineer Garage, a nonprofit organization accepting donated vehicles to help a West Virginian get on the path to economic independence. More at goodnewsmountaineergarage.org. And by Dutch Miller Subaru in Charleston. Dutch Miller Automotive is proud to be dedicated to multiple community service initiatives and local charities. More about our team and the Subaru Love Promise at DutchMillerSubaru.com. This week on Mountain Stage, we step back into the archives and revisit an episode from 2019 featuring iconic musician, songwriter, and producer Nick Lowe, flanked by surf rock legends Lost Straitjackets. Host Larry Gross also welcomed Patty Griffin, Craig Grinn, and the Uptown Controllers, and Shook Twins to the stage. Our song of the week comes to us from Nick Lowe and Lost Straitjackets. We listen to their performance of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding from their EP, Love, Starvation Trombone.
This is called What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding.
Searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? I walk on through troubled times. My spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. Where are the strong? Who are the trusted? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? So funny about peace, love, and understanding. Where are the strong? Who are the trusted? And where is the harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, you know, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
That was Nick Lowe and Lost Straitjackets performing What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding on the Mountain Stage. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Saturdays at 6 and Sundays at noon right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, WVPublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, and Liz McCormick. Emily Rice produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.